This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Colin Cowherd on Aaron Rodgers. He's not a Jet. Not just because of his play. Keith brought up his numbers the other day. I was shocked at how good
strong
they were.
I think he and Josh Allen were like Spider-Man meme. 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, something like that.
Yeah, the difference is
Josh was really good.
Josh Allen would put up those numbers and give his team the lead and then like take fourth quarters off. Aaron Rodgers sucked for three quarters and then piled up all his numbers at the end of games
and
with his team trailing.
At the end of the season, too, when like the season was over. Like, it wasn't just garbage time games. It was garbage time part of the season, too, for
correct
Aaron Rodgers.
So,
yeah, I'm not saying that. Like, his numbers were good. It was very misleading. But I think Rodgers has done that in some of his other years, too, right? Like, he'll have really low pick numbers. He has one of the great QB ratings of all time.
11 for him was actually, I think, a very high
interception
season.
It was super high. No, it was. But even in his Packers years, sometimes, like, the numbers look even more impressive than what the actual season even was.
So,
but is he still playing?
Yeah.
You think he's still going to play?
I think so.
I think so, too. I mean, he's 41 or two. Like, he could retire. Everybody thinks he's going to go off into, like, a cave again. And, like, he just never – bit of a wild card, Aaron Rodgers is. And then the question becomes, how many teams would be willing to give him a chance after seeing how badly it blew up in New York? Because we were joking yesterday about the Bill Barnwell had a quick breakdown about how much money and draft picks and other player commitment, an offensive coordinator. Like, they literally turned the Jets offense into whatever Rodgers wanted, and they got five wins out of it. So, like, what other team would say, like, that's the guy we want at, like, 2 years? So now you're even further removed from his MVP seasons, his winning playoff game seasons. And I like Aaron Rodgers more than most. I do. But even I would be like, what are our other options here?
Right.
Like, I don't know if I want to commit to that guy.
So real quick side note on Rodgers.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a name I overlooked. How much interest do you have for the Patriots in Davante Adams? Because I don't think he's going back to the Jets now that Rodgers is gone. He's a free agent.
I have some.
Like, you like him more than me, I think.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah. I like him.
That's a name we should
it's
add
the rich
to the
rules,
list.
As a texter pointed out, he was really good a couple years ago. So
if
I
you
like
were
him.
Good a few years ago,
yeah, sign
Keith,
me up.
Keith is still in. He doesn't know how to quit you.
Well, Adams. Even,
no, Adams down the stretch last year looked honestly amazing.
He's a beast. And now people would be like, all it was Rodgers force feeding Adams so they could both have good stats.
But probably.
Like, whatever. Like, he still has it in him. And plus, it doesn't take much to be the best wide receiver on the Patriots, too. So, like, most names you throw out there, they would already jump ahead of everybody else. But he would probably fit into that group of, like, if you can give me two receivers and he's one of them, like, what a huge upgrade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trade for Cup, sign Davante Adams, that sort of thing.
I love it.
I mean, you, of course, you love,
love
that. That's like your ideal receiver
room.
It's
the room. Best.
617-779-7937. So Aaron Rodgers, we gave you these odds the other day. But I think we agree the Raiders are the most likely destination. Just let's talk through some of the options here.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, this is from the other day. Pittsburgh 2-1 for Aaron Rodgers as the favorite. They're going to be in the market for a quarterback. Russell Wilson won't be back. I don't think since they benched Fields, they're going to go back to Fields again.
No.
I like Justin Fields. I don't think they're going to go back to him.
No.
So they're in the market for a quarterback for sure. Rodgers would be interesting there.
Seems like another wasted season, doesn't it? Like, they need to get their stuff together. Like, they so They got so frazzled by drafting Kenny Pickett and Kenny Pickett sucking so bad.
Isn't he kind of a perfect fit?
For what, though? Like, how far are they going to go? No, I don't really know if Rodgers is at the point where he really elevates you.
They made the playoffs with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields last year.
Russell Wilson didn't have a bad year.
No, he didn't. But neither did Rodgers, to your point, statistically. I don't think watching him, he had a good year. But statistically, he didn't have a bad year.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh is in the market for a quarterback. Raiders are next, 3-1. We both think he's going to Vegas.
I could see that. I mean, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Tom Brady, like, they're just trying to be a relevant professional franchise.
If I'm him, I would way rather play for, with all my weirdo eccentricities, I would rather play for Pete Carroll than Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
and then bring Devontae Adams back. Hopefully he didn't sell his house in Vegas. Because you could go right back
and
there.
And Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard.
Well, do you have to put your foot down there, right? Like, hey, Rodgers, you brought all your guys to New York and it failed. So we're going to have our own guys.
Yeah, if you want
there's
Devontae,
no way.
If you want maybe the Raiders shouldn't bring in Devontae Adams, but like if you want Devontae Adams attached to Rodgers, fine. I'm not bringing Randall Cobb.
Is it Jordy Nelson? Like, we're not giving you Jordy Nelson. The guy hasn't played in 6 years. Like, please.
Yeah, but he's good once.
He
could present the rich rules to
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
We're not bringing Eddie Lacy back to you. You can't have him.
Okay, so we both think it's the Raiders.
Yes.
The 49ers are plus 350.
Don't you think they just run it back with Brock Purdy?
They got to pay him. Like, so this is where the question comes in. How much money does he want? How much money are they willing to give him? And is he healthy?
Is Purdy healthy?
He was hurt at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So is he healthy?
But I think there's another old quarterback that Shanahan would rather have.
I agree with that. Kirk Cousins would make sense there. The Vikings are at plus 400.
Is this true? Then maybe this is true. Devontae Adams, according to a texter, hates Josh McDaniels.
Oh,
probably
good
does.
Point. Yeah, didn't even think about that with him coming here.
Cross him off the list.
They should still bring him here.
They should.
Like,
well, remember the Hopkins thing with Bill O'Brien?
Hang on, but that's frustrating because the fact that you have Josh McDaniels here and it's an impediment to maybe getting a great wide receiver, annoying.
I'd rather have Adams.
Like, that's another stupid reason to not bring in Josh McDaniels.
But I never thought that DeAndre Hopkins would even take a visit to the Patriots when Bill O'Brien was the OC, and he
did.
Good
point.
So, like, money can kind of squash everything.
They didn't land him.
No, they didn't.
But he did visit, to your point.
And that I feel like the bad blood was worse probably.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vikings plus 400.
Vikings are pretty interesting.
Do you think they bring Darnold back? Let's rewind it for a second, because Darnold's another name I wanted to get to in the quarterback carousel.
If they get him like at a decent price, I don't think they're going to pay through the nose for him. They drafted J.J. McCarthy 10th overall. I think they're eventually going to talk about log jams. A good log jam talk in the first hour about the Red Sox. I don't think they want to have Sam Darnold for, you know, big time guaranteed money if they're going to eventually give the job to J.J. McCarthy. Plus, he did turn back into a pumpkin at the end of the year. Finally. And
Darnold. Oh, yeah.
So I think signing Sam Darnold to a huge deal, maybe not quite as bad, but it'd be almost akin to the Giants when they signed Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It was like...
That's another name, by the way, in the quarterback carousel, if you want to go way down the list.
But, like, Daniel Jones got them to the playoffs. Well, he was the quarterback for a team that made the playoffs. But Brian Daboll got the most out of him, just like Kevin O'Connell got the most out of Sam Darnold. So when teams like that pay through the nose for a quarterback... I don't really get it. That's why, like, San Francisco, like, are they going to go nuts for Brock Purdy? Like, you got Kyle Shanahan there, and say whatever you want about him. He can get pretty good quarterback play.
I think I would if I were the Niners. I'd just pay him. You can usually get out of most of these deals. Like, people thought it was stupid to pay Goff. The Rams got out of Goff and got into Matthew Stafford. So I think you can always figure a way out of it. You know, maybe Deshaun Watson is the cautionary tale there, as he usually is. But Rodgers would love to go to the Vikings, I think. Stick it to the Packers, Brett Favre style.
Oh, my God. Like,
really,
imagine that?
Really follow that career arc.
It's literally
the same career arc.
Wow.
Packers, Jets, Vikings.
Holy smokes.
I wouldn't sign him because I'd be worried about him ruining J.J. McCarthy. Like, getting his, like, terrible, wacko attitude all over J.J. McCarthy, who I don't even like as a prospect.
Did he have a setback? Was he?
Yeah, I think he's not healthy.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to need, at bare minimum, another body to come in and compete Sam Darnold style. Other teams on the list, Titans, Colts, Rams at 10-1. There's a lot of smoke that the Rams might be done with Stafford and or Stafford might just retire.
Well, if he retires, that's different. I don't know why you would get rid of Stafford and bring in Rodgers.
If Stafford retires, would you bring in Rodgers?
No. I think they're getting rid of Kupp. Like, I feel like they're going in a direction where if they do move on from Stafford, or if they're forced to move on from Stafford, don't you just try to go young and try to do like a rebuild on the fly? They've kind of been able to do this. Like, they've traded all their picks at one point. They've spent a lot of money. then they've kind of, you know, some of those guys have moved on. Aaron Donald retires and everything, and yet they've still been pretty relevant. They still find ways to make the playoffs. So
they won a wild card weekend this year.
I think you're better off. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Sean McVay with another really young quarterback. However you get that guy, but no, I wouldn't go Rodgers.
Okay, so we mentioned, where do you think Darnold winds up?
So either a decent, like
what about
big money 1 or 2 year deal, like a Bregman type of deal with the Vikings, staying with the Vikings.
Yep.
Or, because I think a team would need to be smart to take him. Like, you can't just, if you don't have a really good offensive coordinator, you can't be like, Darnold's going to be good again.
If I'm the Vikings, I'm done with Darnold. To your point about him pumping late in the year, and they won, 14 games, and then just belly flopped in the playoffs, and he was terrible at the, I'd be done with that experiment. He's somebody else's problem.
I could see the Rams taking him, though, if Stafford's done.
Let's say if Stafford's done, that's maybe a good fit for him. Could you see him in Vegas?
No.
Why?
No. What do they want to do is, I guess, the question.
I have no idea.
I think you're better off with one of those guys, like the older guys that you know what they are, or like Shedeur Sanders. Like, Darnold's a weird, ground.
Well, you bring up a good point. The problem for all these quarterbacks, Rodgers included, the teams that need QBs the most are 1, 2, and 3 in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's...
Yeah, I'd say 1,
Tennessee.
And
Tennessee,
Raiders.
Cleveland
Raiders
Giants and Raiders. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, right. 4 of the top 6 teams in the draft all need quarterbacks. So
2 of them will draft them. I don't know. 3 of them will draft them. And then there's also how many of those guys?
I started seeing Jackson Dart in the first round in mock drafts.
Ew. Well, I saw Jalen Milroe in some.
So, I mean, I don't know that those guys are going to go in the top 6.
And then even if they do they start right away? Like, maybe a team does the Falcons thing where they're like, we got Cousins, and maybe not even that type of contract, but you have Cousins and Penix, and we'll figure it out. And maybe that's what they do. Like, is Cam Ward starting week 1? We'll see. I mean, it depends on what team he's on.
I would.
He probably should.
Him and Shedeur should be starting week 1, I think.
Yeah. But whoever that third guy is, no chance.
Well, I probably wouldn't. I don't know.
All right, quick aside.
Yeah.
Where would Shedeur, what quarterback position would Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward been drafted this past year?
4. I think they'd both go before Knicks.
Crazy.
But I know
crazy.
Knicks had
so
a very
above Knicks and Penix.
But we're talking about
them?
The prospect now. You were higher on Knicks than me. Knicks had a good rookie year. But I'm saying rewind to draft season, they would both go before Knicks, I think.
What about McCarthy?
I think
McCarthy went before Knicks.
Oh, then did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Knicks was 4th.
Knicks was 5th.
I think they would go before McCarthy.
No, Knicks was 6th.
Oh yeah, so they might go 5th after Penix. I take that back. I think they would go after Penix. Before McCarthy and Knicks, after Penix.
So the top 3 guys, clearly the top 3 guys again.
These two are nowhere near those 3.
Yeah, they're more in this pile of Knicks, McCarthy,
really?
Penix.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be in that grouping for sure. So other names on the quarterback carousel, Russell Wilson. We mentioned Stafford. You mentioned Kirk Cousins. We brought up Darnold. Trevor Lawrence's name came up yesterday that the Steelers were calling the Jags about it.
Hmm.
It was Ryan Burr, who's from the Big Ten and the PGA Tour, was a weird report.
Big golf guy. He's got the Trevor Lawrence
scoop. And then a Jacksonville reporter for ESPN shot it down. I mean, is Trevor Lawrence a name that needs to be brought into the quarterback carousel?
I didn't know. I mean, they
You think he got one look at my guy Liam Cohen?
Probably.
And he was like, I'm out of here, guys. Trade me. I'm not playing for this guy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Liam Cohen, does he like the... So there's however many new coaches this year. Is it 7 new coaches? And how many of those guys like the incumbent quarterback? Like, hey, Liam Cohen, your job here is to get the most out of Trevor Lawrence? Or do they say, we've already had a couple of head coaches with Trevor Lawrence. Like, feel free to shop him. Like, let's see if we move on from him. Just like Kellen Moore, I saw the report. Kellen Moore, they asked him about Derek Carr. And he's like, yeah, Derek Carr is he's great. But didn't say if Derek Carr was going to be the starter next year with the Saints.
Right.
So, another guy that could move. Trevor Lawrence is a weird one. I mean, because you'd be selling kind of low.
Very low.
Very, very low on him.
But it also might be your last chance to get anything for him. Like, if he has another bad year with another new coach, or he's just hurt again, which that's happened a ton, then this might be your last chance to cash in that chip. I tend to agree with you. You'd be selling low.
It's one of the very few bright spots, and I know there was a 4-year window there between Brady and Drake May, but as a Patriots fan, not being involved in the, what do you think of Sam Darnold? What would you trade for Trevor Lawrence talk? You think Aaron Rodgers for one more year? Because that's what 5 to 6, 7 of these teams in the league are dealing with on a yearly basis.
You were lucky you didn't do the wide receiver offensive lineman route last year and you got your quarterback, or else you'd be dabbling in these QBs.
These would be the guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
617-779-7937. Let's go to John in Rhode Island on our Red Sox conversation earlier. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I just want to say that the other day you were talking about the Red Sox having a closer by committee, and I was going to call up and say, here we go again, another incomplete team. But it's crazy to me that one simple signing of Alex Bregman gets me behind the bandwagon. I'm back on, baby. And also, I think you need to put Bregman at third. You wouldn't put the coach that had the best defensive play in the Super Bowl on offense, just like you wouldn't play a third base Gold Glove at second.
Okay. Well, John's.
I agree, John. We're all very excited now.
Despite that complaint, he's. Yeah. It said there he's a Red Sox sheep, is how he put it on the call line.
Yeah, bandwagon's filling up. That's fine. Hop on.
I mean, it just tells you how thirsty we are to.
Desperate.
Jump back out. Like,
desperation.
One little obvious signing
yep.
that we were pining for 4 months. Some of us more than others. But we were pining for 4 months. It just tells you how thirsty we are for the Red Sox to be good.
No, and I agree with everything you said because it's like, oh, closer by committee. Oh, they signed a third baseman who might play second. All right! Like, it does nothing for the closer thing. That's still up in the air. They might not even play him at, like, the right position, but whatever. Like, we're still just all that fired up about it.
Here you go. Mark in Medford has an interesting wrinkle to the Trevor Lawrence thing we were just talking about. Mark, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, someone had told me this morning, then I looked it up, and it said, are the Pittsburgh Steelers really asking about Trevor Lawrence? And does that mean Mac Jones is going to be the guy in Jacksonville? And is Russell Wilson finally done for his career?
Okay.
No way Mac Jones is the guy. No chance. Jacksonville picks fifth, by the way. So you're talking about.
Oh, that's another team that if they move on from Lawrence, that's another team that could get one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Patriots in the top six are maybe the only one that definitely doesn't need one.
That's true. You know what? Do it a little bit further. The Jets are seven.
How about that?
So all
six in the top seven.
Six in the top seven.
So I. You know me. I am
Panthers
not
at eight. I am Saints not at nine. Bears at 10.
I am not a Mac fan whatsoever.
No.
The background with Liam Cohen is Baker Mayfield was a reclamation project in Tampa.
Please do not compare Baker Mayfield to Mac Jones.
I'm just telling you. That was his experience in that offense. You know, never mind him coming from the Rams prior to that where they also had Mayfield. So if he's coming at it with that brain, I think he'd be wrong to say we can get more out of Mac just like Tampa eventually did.
out of Baker Mayfield, but that is where he's coming from. So I wonder if that's informing things at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
You're telling me I got to choose Lawrence or Mac? See you later, Mac.
No, that's going to be a draft thing. I don't think Russell Wilson's done. That was the other part of his call. I think Russell Wilson will play somewhere. Was there a report that he might?
No, I think he's just wondering if maybe he's done. I could see it's musical chairs,
and they'll all land in a spot.
I know we put like four quarterbacks in Vegas already, but I could see him in Vegas.
Yeah, I could see Rodgers or Wilson in Vegas, and you know maybe one in Minnesota if not. Also, these teams right now, those six of those seven teams that we talked about in the draft, if you don't get Sanders or Ward and you want to redshirt the guy, then maybe those guys go, you sign them for a one-year deal, something like that.
But that's not... You can't really do it that way, right? What do you mean? Don't you have to kind of sign the free agents first, and then you're not going to know if you're getting your guy in the draft or not, right?
That's true. But if you're like the Jets or the Raiders, or maybe you're not as confident. Like if you're the Titans, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You'll know if you want Cam Ward, he's your guy. Yeah, that's a good point. Charlie's in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
What's up, guys? Great show so far. I think the sketchiest outcome of this entire thing would be Aaron Rodgers somehow going to the Giants and making them like a 10, 11, 12-win team. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
They were on the list. They were 12-1 on the list.
For Rodgers?
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. I'm sure Brian Daboll would love it. Like, all right, let's bring him in.
I mean...
Does he run out week one with the American flag again?
Probably.
Like he does, like sprinting out?
Probably.
What a moment.
Will they still let him do McAfee?
That's going to be pretty important no matter where he goes. What teams are willing to let him go on McAfee?
Good point. Yeah. That's a big decider there. But, despite the odds, the Giants do make a lot of sense on the surface of it.
Man, a lot of teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah. Good thing the Patriots aren't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
One more here. Bruce is in Maine. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi. I got a solution for your Pro Bowl All-Star Game situation.
Oh, great.
You take all the sports and you combine them all at the Super Bowl venue.
Nice.
And you do like a network star thing where they play volleyball. You take the cities. So you got all your Boston people, all your New York people, your Buffalo people, and you compete in volleyball, three-point shooting contest, bowling, and so on. And you can even let McAfee be there if you want.
Okay, well,
I feel like the basketball players would have an advantage in the three-point shootout.
No, me too. Mookie Betts would be at a significant advantage in the bowling.
You can't play in your
own sport. Okay, so Battle of the Network Stars, but with athletes of all four major sports. Honestly, Bruce, it's the greatest idea we've ever heard.
I mean, what are we going to kid around and pretend that's a bad idea? That's a great idea.
I absolutely love it.
What do you get? One from each sport? So who are our guys in Boston?
All right, great question. You would be...
Wow. Hang on. We might need to make this a segment.
Sorry. Or a show.
Yeah.
Tatum.
Hang on. This is Monday. So you're not here Monday. This is Monday's show.
I would go Tatum.
Uh-huh.
I would go...
Well, your guy.
Bregman.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Marchand, you got to get Marchand on there.
Marchand.
Just to get people.
Brad.
Wet Willies and stuff.
While he's here.
Yeah.
Before he gets traded, I'd put him on there.
He's eventually going to be on Edmonton's team.
And you go Drake May or Gonzalez.
Nice.
And there's your four.
Yeah.
Philadelphia would probably go Cooper DeJean, Joel Embiid, Eric Lindros.
Yeah. You need Tyrese Maxey on speed dial for when Embiid gets hurt. But that's a great idea.
That is real,
all the All-Star,
real city pride.
All the All-Star games suck.
Yeah.
So combine them all.
Yeah.
Each city gets four guys, one for each sport. I mean, you know, if you're like Pittsburgh or something, you don't have an NBA guy. Like, I don't know how we'd solve that.
How did Drake May blow out his leg? Oh, he was playing beach volleyball up against Patrick Mahomes and Team Kansas City and Bobby Witt.
I mean, wow. What an idea.
Why does Garrett Crochet need elbow surgery? Dots.
He was actually competing in darts against LeBron James.
It was a hotly contested Connect Four battle. Somebody hucked a piece at him and it got it right in the eye. That's why he's out this year.
He was doing the pole vaults, which he should not have done in hindsight.
Wow, what an idea.
Yeah, man.
All All-Star games are terrible. How do you fix it? Put them all together, battle of the network star style, and that's how we solve it.
Like a decathlon, basically, but not like of those events, but like of different sporting events that you can't play your sport.
It's like backyard games.
Yeah. Solving the world's issues.
You could even have your guy Nitro take part. It's kind of American Gladiator style.
Him and McAfee could be the...
Shoot tennis balls at them.
Yeah.
while you're doing the tug of war, we're going to shoot tennis balls at you.
Nice.
Pew, pew, pew.
American Gladiators, but with all these guys.
Yes. There's something there.
Anyway, we can shoehorn Nitro in.
It's a lot better than the dunk contest.
Way
nowadays.
Better. We fixed it.
Or
better than Candace's G League All-Stars? Yeah, I think it's better than that.
Dude,
yes.
I think I've talked about this before. Bill, remember the slam dunk contest that they did that was non-basketball players? They did a slam dunk contest.
Like Ken Griffey Jr. Yeah. Against Sheffield might have been
Barry in. Sanders?
Hell yeah.
Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. Slongest?
Careful.
Maybe true. The world's strongest man.
No, that's Frank Gore.
Who also has the world's strongest slam. That's his
magnum dunk
finishing move. No, I can't speak to that. I'm just saying Mark Henry, power lifter, throwing down dunks.
Nice.
Mike Conley.
Senior.
Senior. The long jumper. I think he was throwing down dunks. It was a good time.
Mike Conley Senior?
I think so.
Was a long jumper?
Wasn't he like a Olympic sprinter?
I have no idea.
Or a triple jumper?
I know Mike Conley Jr. I know there was a senior. I don't know what he did.
Yeah, he was an Olympic track athlete.
In my face.
Get
sorry.
In line,
Jones. Sorry.
Go back to bed.
617-779-7937. See, sometimes you think...
Gold medal triple jump at Barcelona 92.
Move over, Carl Lewis. So it's like, you know, sometimes you suggest something and you think it's going to blow up in your face. You're like, oh, how do you fix these All-Star games?
Great idea.
Maybe the greatest solution we've ever heard. Quite possibly the greatest solution we've ever heard.
I love it too much.
All-Star games, all of them. We just fixed all. We were just trying to fix the NBA. We fixed all of them. Wow. 617-779-7937. It's Valentine's Day.
Sure is.
So Keith is going to give you his top 10 power couples coming up before the end of the hour.
From the sports and celebrity world.
Oh,
Jones.
Good.
That's the caveat.
All worlds.
It's got to be half sports, half celebrity couples.
Oh.
So
half and half.
One's an athlete, one's some sort of entertainer. And I have two separate lists, by the way. I've said too much.
So two top tens.
Yes. I've said too much.
So it's top 20, actually. Okay. We'll be... it's... what's his name, the power lifter again?
Mark Henry?
Yeah, it's going to be Mark Henry and whoever. whatever town he was in. That's what it's going to be. So that comes way before the end of the hour. We also have a Friday 4-pack. That's right after Trending with Billy Lane.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.